Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. For the Bible tells me so. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. What a mighty God we serve. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. We thank God that we are connected to the source, hallelujah, our Savior Jesus Christ. There is none like him. Hallelujah. Thank God for his love and kindness, his mercy and grace. Hallelujah. He is an awesome, marvelous, wonderful, phenomenal God. When we can open our eyes, breathe, glory to God, walk, talk. Hallelujah. You're the only one that woke us up. We couldn't even move our finger if it wasn't for you. Blink our eye if it wasn't for you. Breathe, glory to God. Our next breath, glory to God. Because our breath is just like a vapor of God. But I thank you, oh, for Jesus. Thank God that it's life in the blood. Thank God for the blood of the Lamb. Thank God, glory to God, for the Holy Spirit. We bless you for your word. God, you said man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you again for the word last night to Elder Johnny May. The Lord bless and use her in faith and trust in God. And God, as we know, this is our daily walk to learn more and more to draw nigh to you, and you draw nigh to us to get in your word and walk in faith and build ourselves with our most holy faith and also trust you, because it's not enough to hear and know what your word says, but to also hear it, believe it, and walk in it in the name of Jesus. There'll be challenges. You said there would be, because you said many of the afflictions of the righteous, and glory to God, but you said you deliver us out of them all. There'll be trials and tribulation, but be of good cheer. You've overcome the world. You told us, glory to God, in order to reign with you, there are going to be suffering some things you've been through so we can go through, so we can be overcomers, triumphant, victorious, glory to God, more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Help us to know it's a daily walk, to walk by faith and not by sight. So we thank you even for your patience with us, God. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you how you're teaching us to pray one for another and pray without ceasing and encourage one another, bear one another burdens, strong bear the firmness of the weak. And even when one is falling in a fault, glory to God, those that are spiritual, glory to God, with meekness, go to restore. God, help us, glory to God, to stay in our lane, but help us, glory to God, to hear your voice so we can walk accordingly, taking authority, binding, loosing the hand of the enemy, standing on the promises of the Lord, knowing, glory to God, that the blessings of the Lord added rich and maketh no sorrow. If he's in us and for us, glory to God, who can be against us? Thank God in him we live and move and have our being. That's why we need to look to the hills with coming to our help, realizing it comes from you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that we can speak and decree and declare what your word says, that we have the power, glory to God, to speak those things that are not as though they were. But we got to do it, glory to God, in power and demonstration with faith and obedience to you. We can't live a raggedy life. We can't live like we want to and expect the blessings of the Lord. We know that he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. But God, the blessed plan and the inside track, glory to God, being those people that would obey God's word, hallelujah, and repent and stay, glory to God, in the place of obedience to him. Oh, glory to God, when we walk up right before you said you hold no good thing from us. So, God, we are praying as we pray one for another, taking authority over the powers of the enemy that will have your people captive. And even sometimes when our minds get caught up in captivity, that we are to tear them strongholds down. You said every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bring it down in captivity in obedience to your word. In the name of Jesus. Well, we got to be willing and obedient, and we can eat the good of the land. We got to be willing, glory to God, to admit and submit and commit, glory to God, to whatever your word and your will is. We can't, glory to God, do it on a part-time basis. We can't, glory to God, hardly a little bit today and a little bit tomorrow and a little bit next weekend, or you the glory idea and indulging in such power and anointing authority. And as soon as the enemy come here, we are falling back down with doubt and unbelief and wavering, taking on, glory to God, hallelujah, our own defenses about how, God, you said, vengeance is yours, said the Lord. You said in James, in your word, glory to God, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. We can't do things like we want to and expect God's blessing on us. You said there's a way that seems right to man, but that way leads to destruction. Hallelujah. You told us to commit our ways unto the Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to be the one to direct our path when we learn to trust in you and not lean to all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. All our ways acknowledge you direct our path. God, there's too many people out here hurting and going through, but we cannot be a light flickering on and off. How are they going to be the guiding light if we can't stay stable? God, we are praying for the body that we will be in a place, God, to submit to you. God, we're praying, glory, that we'll let the Holy Spirit check us and we'll allow him to examine us and we'll be in a place, glory, God, it's me, O Lord. Lord, standing in the need of prayer in the name of Jesus. We say we want to be used for you and used for your glory. That means we got to deny this flesh. We got to be to a place of humility and nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. Hallelujah. When they come up against us and criticize and ostracize us and go over to God and try to manipulate, God, what is your word saying? How do we counteract that with your word, not with our feelings and our emotions and not with our lip service? What would Jesus do? No, we got to be in a mindset to that word and let it get in so that we'll be automatic, glory to God. It'll bring us down to a place, even though flesh might want to ride, it'll bring us in, glory to God, subject to you. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray like never before for an awakening. I pray, glory to God, for healing and deliverance. I pray that our vessels will be used for your glory and your honor. I pray, glory, our ears will be open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Open our eyes that we may see and see clearly in the name of Jesus. That our mouth will be going out worded with your words, glory to God. Whatever comes out will be to glorify you, because you said out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Let whatever be in our heart be the things that you said, having the mind of Christ. Whatever your word says, think of those things that are true and noble and honest, glory to God, and lovely and of a good report. Lord, help us, glory to God, to learn to rejoice. Learn, glory to God, to worship and give you the praise that's rightly due you. Help us to speak, glory to God, truth. Help us, glory to God, not to compromise. Help us to be to a place where we see people hurting and going through it. We can't do anything but pray. Pray, but if we can do something, help us not to shut up our bowels against our brother. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm praying against the spirit of lying in the body of Christ, the spirit of confusion and chaos, sowing discords and busybodies. In the name of Jesus, still want to hold up so-called holy hands unto the Lord, speaking tongues and whatever, glory to God. And some tongues, glory to God, they didn't even come from the Lord. They're just some words come outside and tie my bow tie riding on a Honda. Can you see me outside? The devil is a lot of blood of Jesus. I see. Oh, God, I pray right now in Jesus' name. Truth, glory to God, will prevail. We're praying, glory to God, for those that, glory to God, that glory to God, been attacked with cancer, that it would dry up. We're praying for those that have kidney failure, that glory to God, it'll start functioning again, or they'll get a transfer of another one. In the name of Jesus, we're praying, glory to God, those that are going through heart trouble, glory to God, the physical, spiritual, and the natural, those that are having mental challenges, in the name of Jesus, also with the dementia and other things, glory to God, and chemical imbalance, we pray for their deliverance in the name of Jesus, that the enemy will loose their minds, and some, glory to God, he's causing them to do all kinds of hideous and horrible crimes and murder and do all kinds of things that, glory to God, will harm themselves and others. We plead the blood of Jesus that he will loose their minds. We are praying for those that are prejudiced and, glory to God, vindictive and full of hatred. In the name of Jesus, we curse and cancel that assignment. In the name of Jesus, whether it's generational or whether it's just, glory to God, for things that happened to them in their lives. We're praying for healing and deliverance and, glory to God, forgiveness and releasing things back into your hands. Praying for some people to come in their pathway to speak life into them, that they won't reject God's word and that they won't be casting pearls before the swine. We're praying for a change. It's enough talking about every time a new year come in. It's almost like the body of Christ acting like the world, a resolution. No, we need a determination. We need to be pressing and pursuing after you. In the name of Jesus, you say draw nigh to you and you draw nigh to us. Ah, God, we only can draw nigh to you through by the Spirit, because you said no flesh gonna glory in your sight, and it sure can't enter into the heavens. Ah, God, I'm asking you, Lord God, like never before. Help us, glory God. Let us not be that what you said. Oh, you praise me with your lips, but your heart be far from it. Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not my saying? God, that perpetrating the fraud and putting on these masks and whatever, God, expose and pull down and uproot in the name of Jesus. God, help us, glory to God, to be a people, glory to God, that we don't be throwing a brick and hot in our hands. Help us, glory to God, to be genuine in everything that we do. Glory to God, living righteous, living holy. Holy, glory to God, is a way of life. Not, glory to God, a dolly on your head and a long dress, or glory to God, because you can pull that dress and have sex. Glory to God, pull your pants down and have sex and talk, glory to God, just like talk the part. But living the part make all the difference in the name of Jesus. Help us, glory to God, in all that we do. Help us, glory to God, to be righteous, right standing with you. Ah, even when we make mistakes, help us to run to the rock that's higher than us. Run over to God and say, I repent. Not let it settle there for days and months and weeks at the time for the enemy to have more room, glory to God, to build up those Jericho walls. Nobody can get in and nobody can get out. Oh, glory, I bound up like a man in jail, glory to God, and going out for prison, glory to God, for work release. Oh, the blood of Jesus. You said whom the Son set free is free indeed. Stand fast in the liberty where I set you free. God, we're praying like never before. Too many people are being lost right now. Too many people, glory, I don't even know who you are. Too many people are not only just in the world, in our families. Oh, glory to God, in our neighborhoods, or on our jobs. Glory to God, saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. We need to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. But some don't even open their mouth to say. Some are closet saints. Nobody even don't even know you're saved until some particular thing go on or happens. Oh, God, I'm praying, glory to God, even from those that are perpetrating. They sound really good. And glory to God, they may even have a gift for them. May glory to God, work part-time for the Lord. But you done told us either hot or cold, lukewarm, I threw you out. You done said we can't serve no two masters. You said we're going to know the tree by the fruit it bears. God, it's time we got to get real. Too many people, glory to God, even right now with the changing of the weather and all the elements and all the things that are going, all the bizarre things that are happening, now, glory to God, it ought to check us like never before. If my people, which are called by my name. Oh, God, we have prayed seven, glory to God, 2 Corinthians 7:14, all the time, but are we doing it and living it? But God, the ones that are, God, don't let them get tired. Don't let them get weary. Send help. Strengthen them, encourage them to keep fighting the good fight of faith. To stay on the wall. In the name of Jesus, God, help us to come together to fight the real enemy, to bind him and to loose him off the minds of the people, glory to God, so we won't hear it all. We're not going to say that it's not going to be in the earth, but we won't hear as many crimes as we're hearing about his murder every day, about, glory to God, people, glory to God, dismemberment of the bodies, and glory to God, suicide, and glory to God, people out here doing all kinds of things just to get ahead. Don't matter about nobody else's life or health. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus, a satanic attack, especially even on our youth. Oh, so many things got their attention from the internet, go out from the chat room, from homosexual, from the things that they see every day, from the stuff, glory to God, going on, and glory to God, just for passing the word from here and there. All the things, glory to God, that are going on in the land that's caught them so caught up with so many voices, stuff going on in their homes and on the school. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, people that they thought they could trust, now those are ones, glory to God, been the perpetrator. I mean, glory to God, the predator. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray for deliverance. I pray that you open their eyes and help them in their decision-making, that they won't be making decisions that will cost them their lives and turn them around to change, glory to God, their destiny. I pray awakening. Cover our children, God. Bless them. Deliver them out of the hand of the enemy. Help us, God, to pray. Not me, my eye, and us four, but all around the globe. Not only just for the body of Christ, but for those that we believe in. Go out for them to have an awakening. Hallelujah. To have, glory to God, an encounter with you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And for some of our young people that are already given their lives, that are already saved and filled with the Spirit, Lord, don't allow the enemy to sneak in and cause them, glory to God, to be pulled back out into the world. Help us to be awake, to keep them covered under the blood, and encourage them and enlighten them, and not do things, glory to God, or say things, glory to God, to cause them to fall. In the name of Jesus, that we will not put stumbling blocks in their way or our brother's way, but we are praying for our youth, God, praying, glory to God, that they get an opportunity. Some don't even have an opportunity to just even get 10 years old, 12 years old, 15 years old, 20 or whatever, just to have a life, glory to God, and even to be able to get an education or be able to have a family. God, we are praying for change. That the devil know, glory to God, if God bless and put his word on the inside of, they're going to be gung-ho like they won't buy anything else in life. Glory to God, the stronghold is going to come down. His territory is going to be shaken up in the name of Jesus. So God, we are praying. That's why the enemy, glory, I love to show homosexuals, and most of the time, the men and the men and the men kissing and doing it because they know where the seed is. They're trying to stop the seed from coming. That's why you turn back around and incorporate, trying to get glory to God, other people's children, so they can glory to God, manipulate their minds and glory to God, turn back around and magnify this thing, glory to God, so it can be able to have a carbon copy, glory to God, through those. In the name of Jesus. But God, we plead the blood of Jesus. We're praying, put some people in their pathway, even if they are in these homes. God, let them have an encounter with somebody that's saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, with the word and the prayers that go forth, that those strongholds will not attack and bind them up, that they will come into the knowledge of the truth, even though they might be raised up in that kind of home. But we're praying for an awakening for those people that call themselves a parent. Oh, God, I pray right now for even those parents that feel like, glory to God, they're supposed to be parents, that even have in these relationships, these females, glory to God, getting these breath with britches. That's all, a breath and some britches laying up in there. Oh, glory to God, all they want to have a place, glory to God, to play the hoochie-coochie and whatever, and not, glory to God, be there to help the family or do anything, glory to God, to be able to bring something to the table or be able to encourage and sit up there, turn back around and being a pedophile in the house. Oh, God, awakening. Oh, some of these children's minds are messed up because, glory to God, they done hacked, glory to God, somebody to come in and take advantage of them. In the name of Jesus, God, we are praying a change. Oh, God, we can't be sleeping trying to build up the biggest Ephesus and trying to get, glory, some more money, get an airplane, get, glory, another car, or somebody to recognize who I am. But I want to be well-known and all this kind of stuff. The blood of Jesus. Anybody ought to be well-known, the superstar of Jesus Christ. God, help the people to get their eyes back on you and know that you said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else will be added. Oh, God, hallelujah, we're praying, glory to God, for healing. Oh, God, so many broken hearts, so many, glory to God, broken marriages, broken relationships. Oh, broken relationships even in the ministry. Oh, God, we're praying for healing and that people, glory, I'm not allow that spirit, glory, of jealousy and envy come in and rear his ugly head and cause, glory, out the house to be divided. Lust, glory to God, lusting after this, that, and the other, lusting after, glory to all kinds of things, the money, glory out a woman, a man, a lusting for position. Oh, the blood of Jesus. We'll pray, glory to God, a change. Oh, God, we're praying so we can live a life that's glorifying you. We speak life, glory to God. So many spirits out there now trying to take life. And not only just to physically take the breath out, but just even the position that God has caused others to win souls and win, glory to God, people to Christ and cause people, glory out to see how we are supposed to have a standard that we are supposed to have. We are supposed to be of the royal priesthood in the name of Jesus. Ah, God, I'm praying like never before. We are praying for those, glory to God, that are going through in every area of their bodies, whatever it may be, whether it be arthritis, whether it be bursitis, whether it be, glory to God, respiratory problems, things with their eyes, the ears, or glory to God, intestinal problems, whatever. You know that you are a healer. We are praying for those, glory to God, even in the womb, glory to God, where the enemy has been attacking, even the babies in the womb. Ah, God, coming here with deformed hair, this, that, and the other. So many children, glory to God, in Jude and that other, glory to God, organization where there's still so many, glory to handicap or cancer or whatever. God, we are praying deliverance. We're praying deliverance to your people, glory to God, so we can pray and bind and loose, and we're praying against the sin and the drugs and all kind of other things, glory to God, that cause some of these problems and some of the, even the mental challenges. Oh, God, and some of the suicides and some of the other ones trying to abort and do things and causing other problems, whatever it may be. Healing. We pray for a healing in the body, for glory to God, for the love of God. Not to wax cold, for us to draw nigh to you, glory to God, and love one another, and encourage one another, build each other, and esteem others more highly than ourselves, and never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. It's going to be so much to pray for all the time, and we need to continue to pray and pray to change come. Pray, glory to God, for ourselves, to keep ourselves built up. Stay in your word. Let your word, glory to God, have free reign on the inside of us, so when we open our mouths, glory to God, you'll be glorified, and then we'll have a word for anyone that acts about the hope that lies on the inside of us. And it won't be a lie. They'll be able to see, not from just our words, but our life living in the name of Jesus. Oh, because we might be the only Bible somebody read. What are they reading? Not the tarot cards, not this, that, and the other, but glory to God, what are they seeing? Are they seeing a life that's lining up with what God's word is saying? What will bring about a change to say, I want some of that. Why, glory to God, you're going through. I know, glory, I would have broke down, but you still held on to your word. You still didn't bow down. You still didn't, glory to God, change. You didn't still cuss and fuss, and you didn't still do this, that, and the other. How? Oh, glory to God, testify the goodness of the Lord. If it had not been for the Lord, even by testifying one time in life, I would have. But look what God has done to my life. He can do the same for you. God, we are praying, glory to God, wherever we are, whether we are at the airport, glory to God, we can be on assignment, whether we in the bathroom, we can be on assignment, whether we, glory to God, out in the street, the bank or the grocery store, wherever, glory, even just going on vacation could be on assignment. We don't know who may cross our path. Are we ready? Are we open? Are we on alert? Are we, glory to God, a moment notice if God say something to do? Help us to get to a place, even when you say, make a phone call, that we don't, oh, well, I got to go here. I got to do this. And I got to, then we just don't dismiss what God said, but we want him to bless Johnny on the spot. God, I'm praying for us. That like never before, but I pray you cover us all under the blood. Dispatch your angels. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon us. Bind up every satanic force and evil force of the enemy that will come against these prayers tonight and any prayers that we pray and our families, our loved ones, our church family, or the assignment that you've given for our work to do. We bind up, Lord, even that COVID demon as well as the respiratory. We pray for those that are being attacked by, that they be healed and delivered and set free, that they shall live. And we pray blood covering over ourselves that it not come down our dwelling. Help us to have wisdom and to stay alert and stay encouraged. We call our peace back in and our joy back in. Pray, glory to God, the wisdom of God. Thank you for debt cancellation and pray for encouragement. For your will to be done in us, in the name of Jesus. What an awesome, marvelous, phenomenal God we serve. You are, glory to God, all that we need in the name of Jesus, but we do need one another in Jesus' name. We bless you, glory to God, for being so good to us. Ah, what a mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Oh, my God, my God. And you said greater works we're to do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you. Glory to God. We're going to have Mother Willette going to start us out for tonight. In the meantime, the scripture reading, glory to God, I do not want to let this pass. We know it really good, but it was just in my spirit to read it up on the Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts and the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Then, on 12th verse, then you will call upon me and you will come and pray to me and I will hear and heed to you. 13, then you will seek me, inquire, and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Deuteronomy 4:29-30, but it's out of Jeremiah 29:11. Glory to God, through 13. Glory to God, in Jesus' name we pray. At this time, I'm going to open the line for Mother Willette, and then I will come back and get the line up. Praise the Lord. At this time, receive her.
Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Truly, we give God glory, honor, and praise for another day's journey. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for Minister BJ being on her post. Praise God. And coming out the gate. Praise God. Giving glory to God. So, Father, we touch and agree with the prayers of my sister, Minister BJ, in Christ Jesus' name. And I just want to pause to say, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for day 9 of 2023. I thank you that you are so good to us. You are so merciful, so kind, so loving. You are the great I am that I am. You are present in the past, in the present, and in the future. All at the same time, I thank you that you are outside of space and time. Hallelujah. And that you are Elohim, our creator. You are, hallelujah, the I am that I am. And I thank you so much, hallelujah, that you are the true and the living God. I thank you, Lord God, that you look at your creation, Lord God, and you said that it was good. Hallelujah. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that, yes, according to the word, the scripture that was read by Pastor BJ, praise God, hallelujah, you know the thoughts, hallelujah, you have toward us. And I thank and praise you, you yet have thoughts concerning our welfare, our health, hallelujah, and you're able to bring it to pass in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that you love us and that you are for us. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. God, your demonstration of how much you care about us, and that, Lord God, you did not think twice to allow your only begotten Son to allow himself to be crucified that we might live. And I pray that more people will want to come to Christ. I pray that more people will desire to surrender to the Lord. And I'm praying, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you help us all on tonight. I pray special prayer, Lord God, hallelujah, for your presence, hallelujah, like never before. Hallelujah, Lord God. In our coming and our going, we invite your presence to be with us and in us, Lord God. We seek your Holy Spirit, Lord God, to fill us afresh, Lord God. We pray that your Holy Spirit will, Lord God, help us even as we pray, because the scripture teach me sometimes we don't even know how to pray or what to pray about, hallelujah. Yes, Jesus has taught us, our Father God, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Glory be to God, hallelujah. But as we look at the word of God, Father, we want to desire, hallelujah, that your will be done. Your will for us, hallelujah, be done. Your will for, Lord God, this planet that you created for us, be done in Jesus' name. And we pray right now that the plans of the wicked will come to naught in Jesus' name. Some are staying up and they're devising plans to, Lord God, to devastate others and cheat others out of this or that. But God, we say that the plans of the wicked shall come to naught at the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you give us authority to say something about situations that we know about. So we pray that your Holy Ghost will help us, Lord God, to know exactly how to pray. We pray one for the other. We intercede for one another in Christ Jesus' name. And I thank you so much that you're so good, hallelujah, that you would that none should perish. You're still concerned, hallelujah, about every individual. Glory be to God, hallelujah. And I'm reminded as I was reading back in Genesis how even though Cain had committed murder to his brother Abel, and he thought his punishment was too much, he would be a vagabond and a wanderer. But God, he thought, well, they're going to murder me as soon as they see me because of what he had done to his brother, murdered his brother. But God, you did not allow someone to murder him. So, Father God, I thank you for your mercy and your compassion that fail not. But, Lord God, you will yet judge the unrighteous, glory be to God. And you will recompense those that bring about trouble for others. You're going to do the repaying because you taught us that vengeance is yours. I pray that as your word says, Lord God, that you would should none should perish, but that they will repent, Lord God. So I pray that mankind will see the devastating condition that they're in and choose to turn out of darkness into your marvelous light. I pray that the preacher, Lord God, will preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, not what they just shooting from the hip pocket, but we begin to see what your word is saying, hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying, study, hallelujah, and begin to share that gospel of Jesus Christ, Lord God, so much so that your anointing goes forth and touch the heart of those, Lord God, that need to repent and turn to you in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord God, and I thank you and praise you, Lord God, hallelujah, for all that you've already done. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for every miracle, Lord God, that you've already performed this year. I thank you for your goodness and mercy that travel with us everywhere we go. I thank you, Lord God, for the message of faith and trust and believing, Lord God. And I thank you so much that I even got up this morning and began to write some more on that message, Lord God, trusting and having faith in you. And I thank you so much, and I pray, dear God, in the name of Jesus, that as we begin to pray, believing that we receive, Lord God, we have the confidence, Lord God, that if we pray according to your will, which is your word, God, that you bring it to pass, and we cancel every attempt to cancel out, Lord God, the manifestations of those answers to the prayers in Jesus' name. We bind up every wickedness or every spirit of deception, Lord God, right now in Christ Jesus' name. Father God, I pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that we'll learn to hear your voice, hallelujah, as we study your word. Help us to hear your voice speaking to us out of your word, Lord God, concerning different matters in the name of Jesus. And most of all, Father God, I pray that we'll learn, as we're trusting you, we'll learn to be in obedience to what your word says in Jesus' name. God, I thank you that I trust you as the Almighty God. And so I will pray, Lord God, I pray that we walk according to your word, according to your will, hallelujah, for our lives in this 2023 in Jesus' name. I pray that we are merciful and kind, Lord God, and we are meek. You said, blessed are the meek, for they shall obtain meekness. Glory be to God. They shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the meek, Lord God, for they shall inherit the earth. I believe that's what it says in Matthew. I don't want to misquote that, so let me turn to it right quick. Praise God. And I pray for, while I'm praying, looking that up, praise God, I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you have mercy on our soul and forgive us for all of our sins. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. You said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. That's what it is. Matthew 5:5, blessed are the meek. So I should be meek, Lord God, and humble in the name of Jesus, for what? We shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are they that are merciful, Lord God. God knows we need mercy on earth. So if I show mercy to others, I can obtain mercy. Glory be to God. Help me to be in obedience with your word, because, Lord God, as Mary said, be it unto me according to your word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Blessed are the peacemakers. I should be a peacemaker, not a troublemaker. Hello, somebody. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Glory be to God. And blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Don't be persecuted because you don't went out there, robbed and stole and tried to take someone's life. But blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for obeying the word of God, for preaching the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for trying to be light and salt in the earth. If you are persecuted for that reason, then yours is the kingdom of heaven. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And I can read more of that, but you can read it yourself. Glory be to God. And I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that we will learn to draw strength from you. The scripture teach me that the joy of the Lord is my strength. So I pray to you, Lord God, and I ask and intercede on behalf of, Lord God, our leaders and those in positions of authority. I pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, for our military on tonight, that you would strengthen them. Lord God, I pray for the body of Christ, the leaders within the body of Christ. I pray that people will study, Lord God, hallelujah, to be in the will of God and to hear from you, Father, so that we can teach it. I believe it was David that said, Lord, if you teach me, I can teach others so that others can be converted in Christ Jesus' name. I lift up the body of Christ, the leaders in the body of Christ, and every member of the body in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name, I pray that this evening, Lord God, you remember those that are having surgeries this week. I know my brother, he's scheduled to have cataract surgery tomorrow morning, and I'm thanking you in advance by faith that you're going to be there with him. You're going to regulate every organ in his body. Lord God, no high sugar, no high blood pressure, Lord God, but they'll be able to do the cataract surgery with no complications at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you in advance, Father God. I pray the prayer of faith, hallelujah, with the expectation that it's already done, because you have your angels in camp about him, even now, and all of us, in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who needs special help this evening. I pray for those, Lord God, who have been made to feel like there is no hope and they're, Lord God, oppressed and depressed and suicidal. But I bind up that demon spirit of suicidalness or hopelessness in the name of Jesus. I speak, Lord God, that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you give them a changed mindset. Let them know that the enemy came to rob them and deceive them and make them believe that there is no hope. But God, as long as you're on the throne and you are sovereign, there's always hope. There's always help, and there's always healing and deliverance in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, oh, Lord God, though, for those who may have organ trouble this evening, that you will, Lord God, restore the organs to good health. It may be a kidney. It may be a heart. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh, Lord God, that you regulate and, Lord God, that you heal that condition in the body in Christ Jesus. I pray, oh, Lord God, those who have pancreas trouble, I pray for no cancerous growth in Christ Jesus. I pray that that demon of cancer is a thing of the past in Christ Jesus. Yes, whatsoever we ask, believing that we receive, we have it. And my faith says that it is so in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, oh, Lord God, for those that are suffering with some form of sickness. I pray, Lord God, that you give them liberty and freedom, Lord God, from the sickness or the whatever the condition is. It could be some type of stronghold or addiction that's been plaguing people. And I pray, God, the sword of the Spirit will begin to be released in the bodies of those that are troubled, Lord God, with addictions and strongholds and some form of habitual sin. I pray, God, the sword of the Spirit will begin to annihilate and sever that tie from that particular condition in Christ Jesus' name. Ask you, Lord God, hallelujah, to help us, Lord God. I pray against, Lord God, the demon of division, the demon of deception, the demon of darkness. We bind up in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, oh, Lord God, that you restore those that have been sick for a long time, been in a condition for so long a time. I pray that you see fit that this is their year of miracles. Lord God, as they come believing that you release, Lord God, hallelujah, that condition, what caused them to be paralyzed, restore them, Lord God, to good health. Give them mobility in those limbs again. Oh, God, open up the blinded eyes. Loose them that have been bound by the deception of the deceiver for so long. Set them free. Glory be to God. The scripture teach me, I believe it's Isaiah 61, praise God, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me, glory be to God, to preach good tidings to the meek, to the poor. Glory be to God, to loose them that have been bound, Lord God, deceived, Lord God, bound and entangled up, Lord God, in a web of deception, even in their minds. I pray, Lord God, that you set those that have had mind trouble, maybe be dementia, Alzheimer's, maybe be bipolar, schizophrenic. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, those some people even maybe in school and they're having trouble with, Lord God, a condition that caused them not to be able to read or to write. And I come against that demon of, Lord God, deception, making people believe that you don't have the ability to read because you see things backwards or you see things twisted up. I pray, God, that that devil is cast back out to the dry places and be bound there. I pray, Lord God, those that have been having trouble with, Lord God, in their inability to read, I pray that you supernaturally release in their mindset, their brain, Lord God, releasing them, Lord God, a supernatural miracle to begin to read. I even pray, Lord God, as those who are getting cataract surgery, Lord God, they may have not been seeing right, and the letters were all twisted up. I pray, God, that you were corrected in Christ Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you for so much. I praise you this evening. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I lift up, Lord God, our families everywhere. I pray for my neighbors. I pray for those on my street, Lord God. I pray that they'll come to know Jesus. I pray for those that are bereaved. They're hurting. They're hurting, Father, Lord God. And I thank you that you are of great comfort. Lord God, you see the condition of your creation. You see the condition of those that are hurting because of loss. Some have lost multiple loved ones, Lord God, and they don't know how to deal with it, but let them turn to you. And, Lord God, I pray that they'll receive the help that you have, the comfort that you have. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The mercy. I pray that they will, as the scripture teaches, Psalms 91, blessed is he. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. As they read, begin to, Lord, praise Jesus. Now, I rebuke that enemy of deception. Let me go to Psalms 91 where it says, praise God, blessed. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I thank you, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you people will begin to allow you to heal them, to help them, Lord God, to comfort them. And, Lord God, let them just turn those situations over. Hallelujah. As you taught us, Lord God, hallelujah, to cast all of our cares on you. Those things that are bothering us and troubling us, we shouldn't be staying up awake at night being troubled over this or that. We should just turn it over to you as you've told us in your word and release it to you and let you handle it as you see fit in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, Lord God, for every person in America and every person on earth in the name of Jesus. I pray that people will turn to you, Lord God, and realize that it's time. Hallelujah, to get myself together in the name of Jesus. It's time for me to do it God's way in Christ Jesus' name. And Father God, I pray that I'll love people, Lord God, to the point that it will cause them to say, what is this? Why do you love me? And I'm such a mean and a hateful person. But God, help me to love them in spite of their condition. And I pray, oh Lord God, that it will cause them to reach out and get a hold of you in Christ Jesus' name. Father, I thank you this evening. I bless you and I praise you. I worship you. I could pray more, Father God. And I thank you and I pray for, Lord God, not only Minister BJ, Lord God, and her needs are met and her family's needs met in Christ Jesus' name. You've already heard the prayers from yesterday. And I pray, God, that you've already worked it out. And it's already, Lord God, being accomplished right now in Christ Jesus' name. I pray for the other believers, Lord God, the servants of yours that have come on, the intercessors, and pray for others. I pray that, Lord God, as we pray for others, that the needs that what we stand in need of will be met in Christ Jesus' name. Let your divine will be done now, Father God. We bless you. We praise you. We ask your Holy Spirit to continue to intercede on our behalf in Jesus' name. Jesus, we love you. Father, we praise you. We worship you. We adore you. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith. Your divine will be done now, henceforth, and forever. In Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Praise your name, Jesus. We glorify the Lord for the prayers that's gone thus far. Mother McCormick, praise God. After Mother McCormick, Mother Alexander. After Mother Alexander, Minister Black, then Minister Black, Elder Johnny Mae Simpkins, and then Pastor Sims. In that order. So now we'll be listening to Mother McCormick, then Mother Alexander, and thereby, amen.
Amen, amen. Excuse me, amen. Thank you, Jesus God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for Nelson Hubbard. Lord, have already prayed, and Nelson Willett, God. We just thank God for what the word have already went forth and how they have prayed out the depths of their heart, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, like, we're just going to touch and agree with them. In the name of Jesus, God, we come, Lord, asking you on tonight, Lord God, to forgive us, God, for every sin and fault that we have said or done, Lord God. God, help us, Lord God, to walk in the way that you will have us to walk, Father God. We realize, God, that without you, Lord God, we could do nothing, but with you, we could do all things. We thank you, Heavenly Father God, for how you woke us up this morning. We realize, God, it was not no long clock that woke us up. It was you, Lord God, because if it had been the long clock, we would probably have been still laying there. And so, God, we just thank you for the breath that you breathed on us, that we woke up this morning and we was able to get up. We was able, Lord God, to walk. We was able, Lord God, to go into that bathroom and run that water that you have given us, Lord God. Like I always say, God, somebody somewhere don't have that clean water. Don't have the desired water that they need to bathe in and to have the clean water that they need, Lord God, or even have a good glass of cold water to drink on today, God. Oh, God, as we look at the situation of thing that's going on in the world today, God, we pray, Lord God, for all the little babies and all the little children, that how they sit around and how they don't have the the water to drink and how they don't have the food to eat like other ones have, God. Father, we pray that your touch, Lord God, have mercy on your people, Lord God. God, we pray that your touch somebody's heart and mind, that they will realize, Lord God, that there are children somewhere, Lord God, that need help, that need some food, that need some different things in their life, Lord God. And God, we realize, God, there's children, Lord God, that need to know which way to go, Lord God, that they would be taught which way to go, because we know that the Bible said, ever learning but never coming into the knowledge of the truth. So, God, we pray, Lord God, as we walk this journey, that we will walk in the newness of you, Lord God, that we will just let our light shine, that somebody might see the Jesus in our life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you for your word, because you sent your word to heal your people. Lord God, we praise you tonight, Lord. And we realize the word of God said, let not our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God. And you told us also in the word of God, let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we can find grace and mercy to help us in our time of need. And we know, God, that we live in a time of need on these days and times. When we look around and we see so many different things are happening, so many different things are going on in the world today, but we trust you, Lord God, that you're going to lead us and you're going to guide us and you're going to direct us, Lord God, that you're going to touch men and women everywhere, God, that you will bring that revival in the land, that people will realize, Heavenly Father, that you are real, that you are the author in the finish of all our faith, Lord God, that you are the one that's able to help us to overcome the things that we go through. We don't have to worry about it. We don't have to be fretful about things. We don't have to be fearful, because you said in the word that you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that we will have a mind to live right, Lord God. And when the enemy come in like a flood, you said the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. We know it's the Spirit of the Lord that's going to lift up that standard in the name of Jesus. So, God, we bind up every spirit, everything that's not like you, Lord God. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy, because he has no authority over his people. He has no authority over us, Lord Jesus. So, God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, because you sent your son Jesus, Lord God. You told us, God, that we can have what we say. You said we had not because we asked not. And so, God, we ask them tonight, Lord, that you will move on your people, Lord God, and you will let them know, God, that you is a healer and you is a deliverer, God. We speak for the healing of the people tonight, Lord. So many sick in their body on tonight. So many don't know what to do, Lord God. So many don't know which way to turn tonight, Lord. But we know all power is in your hands on tonight, Father. So we praise you on tonight, Lord. We lift you up right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray, Lord God, for those that have lost their loved ones. Oh, Father God, we pray for those that's going through right now, Lord. Don't marine that, Lord God. We pray for the mother, Lord God, that has just found out that her son, she thought her son was going to come back. When he realized they found the little boy, they found the boy in the ditch. They found the car down in the ditch. Lord God, all for about going back 2 or 3 weeks, she thought her son was going to come back home. He had went away and had done some Christmas shopping and didn't never come back. So, God, we pray for that mother heart right now. We know her heart is heavy on tonight, Lord. But we know, God, that you able, Lord God, to give us strength. So, God, we ask you right now. We ask you right now to strengthen her body in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So many, Lord God, is going through. So many have lost their loved one where the enemy have just sneaked and just took them away. Oh, God, but we know, Father God, that you are able, Lord God, to strengthen the people that have lost their loved one. You are able, Lord God, to take them through as they go through Marina. You are able, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for the strength, because if we going to get in the strength, it's going to come from you, Lord, because we know the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for all the fruits of the Spirit. And we know, God, if we are born again believers, we have all 9 gifts of the fruit of the Spirit. So, God, we can trust and we can rely on you for what we need. We have that power. So, God, help us to step out and use the power that you have given us. In the name of Jesus, we speak total complete, Lord God. We speak right now, Lord God, on sickness right now, Lord. Go into the homes in different places, into the nursing homes. Touch those that stick in their body on tonight, Lord God. Look down on that person that's going through high blood pressure on tonight. We speak to that high blood pressure. It's a done deal right now in the name of Jesus, as well as a kidney problem, in the name of Jesus, as well as a lung problem, as well as a fever, a cancer problem, all of these problems. We speak it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Even, Lord God, on an eye problem, Lord God, on different ones that's going through the cataract surgeries and different ones that's going through a glaucoma, whatever may be going on with their eyes. We know, God, that you're able, Lord God, to send for total, complete healing in their bodies in the name of Jesus, as well in their stomach, Lord God. Maybe going through a stomach problem on tonight. Maybe going through a digestive system where they can't kind of get their food down, and the food is not going down like it should. God, we put it all in your hands, because you told us in the Word to cast all our cares on you, for you care for us. And so, God, we're so glad. When we look around and we see the thing that's going on in the world, we're so glad, God, that you are the one that have brought us this far, God. We know that nobody else has done it for us but you, Lord. We're so glad that one day you look beyond our fault and you saw our needs, Lord God. You see that we were going through some problems in our lives. And, God, we thank you, Lord God, for how you just grabbed us in, Lord God, and told us that we can be different. We don't have to walk in the same old way that we always walked in. We can be changed through the Word of God. We know it's going to take the Word to change us. If we abide in the Word and let that Word abide in us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be given to us. So, God, we ask you on tonight, God, help us to stay in the Word. Help us not only be a hearer of the Word, but help us to do what the Word say do, in the name of Jesus, God. And that we walk this journey, God, help us to walk it by faith and not by sight, Lord God. Help us to do like the woman of God said on last night. Help us to trust in you, Lord God. Help us to lean out to our own understanding, but all our ways acknowledge you, that you would direct our path in the name of Jesus. But we know what the Word of God says. We have to trust you, Lord God. We can't lean on our own understanding, because sometimes when we lean on our own understanding, we go in the wrong direction. We don't do what we're supposed to do. So God, we thank you tonight. God, we thank you tonight, because you is an awesome God. I realize, God, as I go through life journey on these days and times, I see things are going on, and I see the enemy tries to come and try to steal you in any way. But I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll continue to open up our eyes, that when we walk this journey, Lord God, we'll walk it the way that you want us to walk it, God. We won't look to the left or to the right, but we'll call on the name of Jesus. And we know the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run in their state. There's no other name given among men where they'll be saved, but only by the name of Jesus. So God, we call in the name of Jesus tonight, calling on your name, Lord God, because we need you right now, Lord. We don't know nobody else to call on. We don't know nobody else to tell our problems to. We have to give it to you on tonight. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We pray for each and every prayer warrior tonight. We pray that you'll bless them, Lord. We pray that you'll keep them in their home. Bless their home on tonight, Lord. Bless each and every one that's on the line on tonight. You know what we stand in the need of. You know what our condition is. You know how we stand and wait on you, Lord God. You know how we stand and pray for other, Lord. But we need you too, Lord God. We need you too, Father. As we stand in the gap for other, God, we need you too, Father. So, God, we pray that you'll keep us, Lord, as we walk this journey, because you're a good God. And we pray for every prayer warrior as we continue to go through this year, 2023, knowing this is the first week. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would just give us more power and more strength to stand and to use what we got, to use this word and use this power which you have already given us, because you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. So, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, because you don't want us to be weary in our way of doing. You said we'll reap. You said don't be weary in well-doing, because you'll reap if you faint not. So help us, Lord. We need you. Lord, we need you, God. People standing in the corner. People standing on the road. People going through. People getting upset so quick. People just getting upset. I got attitudes. So many got attitudes about different things. You can't even ride up and down the road where you ride too close on somebody. They get upset. Like the other night when down here from my house, people was down there fussing and cursing because the car just ride up too close on them. I just pray in the name of Jesus, God, for your people. We need you, Lord. We know we're living in the last days. We're living in a time where there's so much is going on. And we don't sometimes don't even know what to talk or say to anybody. You don't even know how to open up your mouth and speak to anybody because you don't know how they're going to react towards it. Even though sometimes you try to be nice to them and they still cut you off. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will help us, God. Help us to keep our focus. Help us to stay alert because the enemy is out there. He's out there trying to lurk and trying to do any little thing that he can do. But we know, God, we got the greater one in us. The Bible said, greater is he that's in you and he that's in the world. So we know if we hold on and keep the faith and keep our focus on you, we know, God, as we stand on this word, when we know this word is what we can stand on, it's the only thing that's going to keep us. Everything else that we go around is stinking sand. But if we stay on the word, we stand on that word, we can hold on and we can stand firm. So we thank you right now, Father. We pray that you continue to bless your people as we continue to go through. Continue to bless the rest of the prayer warrior as they go forward with the prayer on tonight and their anointing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for bringing us to 2023, Lord God. Another year we see, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, according to your word, in Psalms 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make our boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, glory to God. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Because no matter what comes our way or what we see in this earth, we know that we can trust the living God, O Heavenly Father. Because he's the only one can keep us. Lord, you gave us power and authority and dominion here in this earth. You said whatever we bind and hurt, Lord, is thine in heaven. Whatever we loose and hurt, Lord, is loose in heaven. And Lord, we believe in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, that your word is true. And we're standing on those promises, Heavenly Father. Because you promise us, Lord God. You said, ask and believe when you ask, you receive. You said, come boldly to the throne of grace, Heavenly Father. And Lord, here we are, Lord God. We come boldly to the throne of grace, Father God, interceding for our babies, oh God. Lord, you see our grands and great-grands. You see our sons and daughters, Heavenly Father. But Lord, I know your promises said, cast every cares on you. And your word tell us it. If we believe and trust in you, put our faith in you, whatever it is, Lord God, I know we will receive it because you said it, Heavenly Father. And what you said, I believe. We believe in you, Heavenly Father. Lord, you said cast every cares. And Lord, we believe that you are the only deliverer, Lord God. There is no other provider but you, Heavenly Father. There is no other healer but you, Heavenly Father. Because you are the healer, Lord. According to the promises, Father God. And you gave us your word, Lord, and we're standing on those promises. Father God, your promise tells us that you want above all, Lord. You want us to be in good health. You want us to be prosper. So, Lord, I bind the spirit of sickness and disease when it comes against the body. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. And I command it to loose, and I cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because I'm standing on the promises of my Heavenly Father. You said it, Lord, I believe it.
No other way. Only you, Heavenly Father. Only you can clear all things up. But your promises tell us, Lord God, if we pray, and when we pray, believe your word, stand faithful regardless what come against us, knowing that we are overcomers. No matter what the enemy do, if we hold on to that promise, stand faithful, God will never let us be shamed. And Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for grace and mercy in our life, Lord God. Thank you for watching over our sons and grandchildren, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Because you are the only living God. You are the God that created us all, Heavenly Father. There is nothing impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. And it's in the name of Jesus we come before you as one in this prayer line, Lord. Standing in the gap for brothers and sisters, families. We stand in the gap, Lord God, calling on you, Heavenly Father, because we know you are the only healer and the only deliverer. There is no other. No other. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for answering our prayers, Lord, because your word tells us, Heavenly Father, if we pray, Lord God, and Lord, we believe in praying, Lord God, because we know you are the God that answers prayer, no matter what come against you, because according to your word, Lord God, you tell us many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. And Lord, we believe, Heavenly Father, we believe it. So we stand boldly to the throne of grace because we know that we serve a God that hears us when we cry out. The same God that hears our forefathers, the same God that hears us when we cry out. Oh God, I pray, Lord God, I pray for my sister Dolores that she continue to stand strong against the wile of the enemy, that she will stand up and start walking again in the name of Jesus. Because you already gave us the power and the dominion, the authority to stand, Lord God. Because according to the promises, Lord, you said to ask and believe when we ask to receive. And Lord, I believe it in the name of Jesus. I pray for Mary, Lord God. You see what's going on, Lord. But you gave us a sound mind, Heavenly Father. So we bind in that false spirit that come against the mind, Lord God. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. We claim victory for her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to your name, Father God. For those that come against the legs, Lord God, the knees of my sisters, Lord God, I command that spirit to loose and I bind it up in the name of Jesus and I cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. That Charlotte will be able to walk right again, Lord God. Father, you said pray for one another. And Lord, I know you answer prayer, Heavenly Father, and I know you hear us. Each and every one of us, you hear us. And Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for watching over my sons, oh God, because your promises tell us, Lord, your word, Lord God, tell us you execute judgment for the fatherless sons. So Lord, I know that you have a hedge around them, Lord. No matter where a son goes, his fatherless sons, Lord God, your word is what we stand on, Father God. Your word tells us you execute judgment for the fatherless sons. We know you, God, that you are the only living God and nothing is impossible for you to do. Lord, I stand on those promises. I claim victory in every area, Lord, because I know your word is true, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you for the head of the prayer line, Lord. Continue to bless her in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever our need is, Lord, we claim it's met according to your word, Lord God. Nothing is impossible for you to do, Father God. Nothing is too hard for you to do. And Lord, we bind up this foul spirit that come against the body. We bind it up in the name of Jesus to try to cripple. But Lord, we know that your promise is said. Above all, you want us to be in good health and prosperous. So we claiming miracles in our life this year, Lord God. Miracles in the name of Jesus. because your word tell us, Lord God, ask and believe. When we ask, you receive. Father God, I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you show favor, Lord God, favor to my sister and our transportation, Lord. Show favor, Lord God. Your word is what we stand on, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for your mercy and your grace in all our lives, Lord God. Bless each and every one of us on this prayer line, Lord God. Continue to keep us standing faithful, Lord God, regardless what we see in this world, Lord God. We know that you are the author and finisher of our life, Lord God. And we know that your word tells us, Lord, if we believe, believe, nothing is impossible to them that believe. Lord, we're standing on that promises. We're binding up that foul spirit that come against the heart, Lord God. We're binding it up in the name of Jesus. We bind up that foul spirit that come against the kidneys, Lord God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. It has no authority over the body, Lord. Oh, God, help us all to know that you already tell us, Lord God, that by your stripe we are healed in the name of Jesus. So we will not accept sickness and disease in our bodies. That false spirit got to loose in the name of Jesus. Because, Father, you gave us your word. And your authority is more important than anything else. I believe, Lord God, that if you said it, it doesn't matter what no one else say. You said it, we believe it. That by your stripes, we are healed. And according to the promises, Lord, you said you take away sickness from the midst of us. Father, we receive that. And we believe it, Lord God. No sickness have authority to rampart our body. No disease, because your word gave us all your promises said. You take it away according to Deuteronomy, Lord. Your word said it, and I believe it, Father God. Standing in the gap for my families, Lord. Standing in the gap for my brothers and sisters, those that know and those that don't know. Standing in the gap, Lord God, because your word tells us, Lord, pray for one another. And it's in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for bringing us to another year, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that we're able to come on this prayer line tonight, Lord God. For it's only your mercy and grace, Heavenly Father, that we can stand boldly and proclaim victory in our lives, Lord God, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Holy, holy, you are Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. You are Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Oh, Shekabo, so I just thank God. That was just birth in my belly just before I was about to say something, and I just had to sing it. I know it came from God. I just give honor to God, amen, because he made this all possible. And not only that, the things are in heaven, God brought it to Prophet BJ to establish it here on earth. And I thank you for this prayer line, and I thank you for the prayer warriors and the ones that listens in. Amen. It does all of our hearts good. It fills our belly. Amen. Every time we get together, we're encouraged. And I thank you. We're not the sick trying to be healed, but we're the healed, and the enemy is trying to put sickness on us and all those that are in the world. But we just thank you that we are well. Amen. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So as we read the word and meditate on God and speak the word and decree his commands over every situation, over our lives and others, our body is being healed. We're walking in divine health, and we're prospering financially, educationally, mentally, socially, amen, spiritually. Praise God. Lord, we thank you, God. We're in a win-win situation. I heard somebody say, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers us out of them all. And we just thank you, God. Hallelujah, because your word is true. Your word does not lie. Hallelujah. You're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you have to repent. God, hallelujah, God. We can look to you, to the hills from whence cometh our help. We can lean on you, rest in you, rely on you, roll on you, trust in you, God. Hallelujah. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You will be with us to the end of the age. God, we trust you. Hey, my God, we thank you, God. And, Lord, we stand on Psalms 91. He who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We have your angel protection. We have your presence. Hallelujah. Goodness and mercy follows us all the days of our life. Hallelujah, God. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. Even though we go through dark places, we have to travel certain areas. Amen. Some areas, it is to build us up and prepare us for what's coming in the future. But God, as you prepare us and build us up, you have a plan for us to give us a hope and a future and expected in. But we as leaders must go through first so we can reach back. After you brought us out, we can reach back and grab those who must go through as well. Grab those who are in the fire. Grab those who are not saved, and the ones that are struggling, and the ministries that God prepared us to be in. We can go back to the same crowds, the same community. We can travel and reach those that are lost, reach those that are going through. Hallelujah. It's easier to talk to somebody about what they're going through if I have already been through it. Lord, and we just thank you. We bless your name, God. We welcome you, God, not in our only in our presence, but in our hearts, in our houses, when we're driving down the road, at our workplaces, God, in our loved ones' lives, God. Lord, how we're not, Lord, in debt, Lord. We don't accept debt. We don't accept poverty, God. No sickness, no disease, no infirmity, no weakness. That's under the curse of the law, God. But we speak those things that are not as though they are, in which they truly are, God. We speak prosperity. We speak debt cancellation. We speak healing, wholeness, in the name of Jesus, spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. We are Jesus, and we're not under the curse of the law. We are the seed of Abraham and heirs according to the promise of the Holy Spirit, and the promises that are in the Word of God. And God, we just bless you, God. Hallelujah. We lift up all of our matriarchs and patriarchs, God. Yes, God, wherever they are, God, in rehabilitation centers. Some are home. Some are in convalescent homes, God. Lord, we lift them up. Some are in hospitals. Some are being taken care of by family members, God. Oh, God, rejuvenate them, God. Put a smile deep down in their soul and ignite your joy, kindle your joy in them. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for your angel protection that's all around them, God. Hallelujah, they are anointed. And you said in your word, touch not mine anointed and do my prophet no harm, God. So we thank you for that, God. And, Lord, if anybody try, instead of, Lord, that coming to pass, Lord, create a situation where they'll be saved. Each and every person come in one way and then begin to laugh because they got filled with the Holy Spirit. They got saved. Lord, going out another way, God. We just thank you, God. Hallelujah. And I just lift up Israel, God. You love Israel. Those are your chosen people. You love Israel, and we love you, and we love Israel as well. And we know you love us as well, God. So we lift up Israel, God. Lord, you said, I'll bless those who bless you, and I'll curse those who curse you, God. You spoke that to Abraham, God. But not only that, you spoke that to all Israel. And we are your Israel after salvation, God. So we bless you and we speak health and wealth, God. Hallelujah. Divine protection, God. Whatever they need, Lord, we thank you in advance for giving it to them, God. And thank you that the surrounding borders, God, none can touch your anointed. You did not give anyone permission, God. So we bless your name, God. We lift up the military and armed forces, God. Lord, build our military stronger than ever before, God. Lord, according to your word, not so that we can use force against anyone being disruptive and disrespectful, God, and usury, God, but that we will remain strong to protect ourselves, even Israel, God. Even Israel, God. And we'll do it the right way, God. Lord, we lift up the fivefold ministries, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, God. Lord, kindle the fire that's in them, God, and send them forth, Lord, in a greater dimension, on a greater level, God, and put your words in their belly. And when they speak, Lord, the words that you gave them and the words that come out of their mouth, make them fire, God. Lord, do a supernatural change in the lives of others, Lord, that are without, even the ones that are saved, God. Hallelujah, Lord. This is a new thing, God, a new year, Lord, and the newness of life in a higher dimension, a higher height, and a deeper depth, a greater, greater revelation, God, in you. In Jesus' name, Father, and we thank you for every prayer line, every worship center on the face of the earth, God. Touch everyone, God. Even keep us going the right way, God, as we continue to forget those things that are behind us and press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name, Lord God. We give you glory and honor, Lord God. We reverence your presence tonight in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank and praise you. Hallelujah. for you told us where two or three are gathered, you're in the midst. And God, we know that you're in the midst. God, we just honor you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord God. We just honor you for who you are, Lord God. Oh, God, we come before you this day to give you glory and honor, Lord God. We come to intercede on behalf of others in the name of Jesus. God, we come asking you to forgive us, Father God, for our slothfulness, Father God. Forgive us for our sins, God, for everything, God, that we did that was not like you, God. Oh, Father God, help us, Lord God, to stand before you with clean hands, pure hearts, Lord God. And, oh, God, we come asking you to cover the intercessors today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to place a hedge of protection around all intercessors all over the world, their families, their loved ones, Lord God, those that are connected to them, their homes, finances, Father God. In the name of Jesus, even their pets, Father God, their properties, their churches, businesses, jobs, health, everything, Lord God, concerning us, Lord God. And, oh, God, we cancel every curse that have been placed over their lives, God, over our lives, God, over the lives of those that we are praying for today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to watch and pray even the more, Lord God, as we see the time drawing nearer, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to take a stand like never before in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to stay on our post, Father God. Help us to keep our armor on, God. Help us to be fully clothed, hallelujah, in your armor, Lord God. You told us to put on the whole armor. We can't put on the breastplate of righteousness and not have on the spirit of truth. So, Father, help us to get fully dressed in your armor, Lord God, that we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy, because the enemy is coming. But, Lord God, we thank and praise you, hallelujah, that we are standing in spite of, God. We thank and praise you, God, for all that you're doing. We thank and glorify you for all the prayers that have gone up, God. And, oh, God, we stand in agreement with each and every prayer as we come praying for the unsaved today, God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that they'll find salvation, Lord God, that they'll call upon the name of Jesus, because your word said, whosoever shall call upon your name shall be saved. So, Father God, we're praying for the unsaved, our loved ones, those that are in the streets, God, those that we don't know, God, our family members, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask you to close their ears to the enemy's words, God. Let them recognize when the enemy is speaking, Lord God, that they'll close their ears to all he has to say, because he come with lies to steal, kill, and to destroy them. But, oh, Father God, help them to realize that you came that they might have life and have life more abundantly, and that you came seeking to save the lost. So, Lord God, we ask you to open their ears to your word, God. And, oh, Father God, we ask you to deliver those that are addicted to alcohol and drugs, those that have been tricked into being addicted to pornography and all manner of sexual promiscuity and all manner of evil. Father, deliver those that are living homosexual lifestyles, God, those that are just unclean, Lord God. And, oh, God, deliver those that the enemy has deceived to serve him in the name of Jesus, the satanic worshipers, Father God. Oh, Father, open their eyes to see that he is a liar, he's a thief, and he's a deceiver, Lord God, that they'll come back to you, Lord God, that they'll be introduced to you and come and serve you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just thank and praise you for the love that you have for us, Lord God, how you're slow to anger, Father God, because, God, we mess up, but, Lord God, we are quick to repent. Lord God, we just honor you for how the word tells us that you crown us with loving kindness and tender mercies, Lord God, how you satisfy our mouths with good things. So, Father God, we just thank and praise you for that, Lord God. We honor you for being our rock, our refuge, God. You are our ever-present help in the time of need, Lord God. And, oh, God, we need you, Lord God, today like never before. We need you, Lord God, hallelujah, just to make it through the next minute. Father, we need you, hallelujah. And, oh, God, we ask you to help us to keep our mind stayed on you because you told us in your word that you'll keep us in perfect peace if we keep our mind stayed on you. So, God, help us to keep our mind stayed on you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, oh, God, we just thank you because we can run to you for all things. God, we thank and praise you that you have an open conduit that we can go directly to you. You told us to cast our cares on you because you care for us in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we come on behalf of others because we care for you, Lord God. And, oh, Father God, we come praying, hallelujah, for our children, Lord God, but not just our children, children of the world today. Lord, we look back and we think we went through struggles, but the children of today have so much to battle through. But, God, we ask you to bless them and keep them, God. Oh, God, we pray salvation, God, over the generations that are coming up, Lord God. We pray that the children would obtain salvation in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray your grace over children today in the name of Jesus. Our school children, as they go to school, Lord, the saddest thing I hear on the news today, hallelujah, how a six-year-old took his mother's gun to school and shot his teacher. Father, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on our children. On help the parents to monitor what their children are watching, not just to monitor, but, Father God, we pray that parents will sit their children down and talk to their children, speak the word into them, give them the word of God, help them to learn the word of God, love them through the word of God in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to teach our children to have self-control, God, that they'll be able to encourage other people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that the children today get an understanding, Lord God. Help us, hallelujah, to give them the understanding even of your word, Lord God. Help us every chance we get to speak the word to these young people. Many of them never heard God love you, never heard Jesus cares for you, never heard good words like that, Lord God. So, Father God, help us to do what we are supposed to do, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that our children will keep their purity. Hallelujah. A six-year-old had no business, shouldn't have even known how to get a gun and unlock it if it was locked, to take it to school and to injure someone. But, Father, we pray for that teacher, God. We pray that she will pull through this gunshot, and we pray that there are no lasting effects upon her life in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, hallelujah, that you give our children courage, those that have been raised up in the church, raised up in the word, hallelujah. Lord God, we pray that they'll be strong and courageous in their character, that the children, other children will see and notice that there is a difference in these young people and want to mimic how they see the courage of children that are raised in the word. Oh, Father God, we just pray for our youth today in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, oh, Father God, I pray for parents. God, you told us in Ephesians 6, around verse 5, for the parents not to provoke the children to wrath, but in the bring them up in the admonition of the Lord. Oh, Father God, help the parents not to be angry toward the children and help them to sit our children down and talk to them and not in a negative, nasty way of discouraging them, not that they're not going to be anything and you're bad and all this, that, and the other. Father God, I pray that parents will love their children with the love of God in the name of Jesus, that they'll be strengthened and know that they are loved in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank and praise you, hallelujah, for who you are. We thank and praise you for being a good God. And God, we just honor you to know that we are our brother's keepers, Lord God. And Father, we just ask you to just renew our strength. Lord, help us to wait patiently on you. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to trust you with all our heart, that we don't and won't lean on our own understanding in the name of Jesus, but that we'll acknowledge you in everything we do, even in our thoughts, God. Help us to acknowledge you. Father, we honor you today for all things, Lord God. And, oh, God, I heard the prayers go up for Israel. Father God, we pray for Israel. We thank you for blessing Israel in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we're praying for the enemies of Israel. You told us to pray for our enemies. So, God, we're praying for our enemies in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, God, we just honor you today for all things, God. We come praying even for our finances, God. We're praying for Kamalita's situation with her finances, God. We speak success over those finances, God. We are standing in the gap and believing, God. We're asking and believing that you will release those finances in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we're praying for all of our financial needs, Lord God, that they are met in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just appreciate you for all that you're doing, God. We honor you for all that you're going to do, Lord God. God, we thank you for how you supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, we just thank and praise you, hallelujah, that though the gas prices rise, the food prices rise, Lord God, we give you glory because we're still eating in the name of Jesus. We give you honor and praise, hallelujah, that we have not missed a meal, Lord God. Hallelujah, we got gas in our tanks in the name of Jesus. Nothing hinders us, God. Hallelujah, because we go on in your name, God. We just thank and praise you, Lord God, for all things, God. Hallelujah, God, we're praying for those that are suffering, God, with mental illness, with depression and oppression, with anxiety and all manner of nervous conditions and, hallelujah, ADHD and all manner of things that they want to put on children and adults as well. But, Father God, we speak healing in the name of Jesus. You told us in your word, by your stripes, we were healed. So, Father God, we speak healing whether we feel like it, whether we look like it. We don't care about what it looked like because we're walking by faith. We are not walking by sight. We are trusting you, God, every step of the way. Hallelujah. So, God, we just thank and praise you for how you're healing our bodies, God, from all manner of sickness and diseases, from cancer, from heart conditions. Hallelujah. Oxygen levels that are low, everything that the enemy tries to come used against us in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our bodies, the blood covering of Psalms 91 in the name of Jesus, and the healing balm of Gilead over our bodies. Father God, we just honor you, hallelujah, for the life that's in the word. We give you praise, glory, and honor, Lord God, for how you yet keep us no matter what, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we appreciate you today, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, We thank and praise you that our immune systems are healthy, Lord God, that everything about us is healed in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we thank you because we can call those things that be not as though they were. So, Father, we thank you that we walk by faith and not by sight. And, oh, God, we come against all manner of bitterness, God. And we speak in unforgiveness, God, to every situation that the enemy wants us to hold on to. God, we speak in unforgiveness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, we just come to you today, and we just thank and praise you, hallelujah, for hearing our prayers, God. We pray for families, God, all over the world, hallelujah. Single families, God, fathers that's raising children, single mothers, single fathers, grandparents, God, families, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the family unit, Lord God. And, oh, Father God, we're praying for all those that are without homes, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray that you are their shelter, Lord God. We just honor you, Father God, for how you redeem our lives from destruction, God. It is you that crowns us with loving kindness. It's you, God, that gives us tender mercy. And not only that, Lord God, hallelujah, you just love us, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank and praise you, God, for how you bless us even when we're not worthy of it, Lord God. God, we just thank and praise you this day in the name of Jesus, the day that you've made. Hallelujah, Lord God. And, oh, God, we rejoice in you in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we come against every homosexual spirit that's trying to teach our children that it's okay to teaching these little boys, it's okay to dress and act like a little girl. The devil is a liar. It's not okay. It's not okay for little girls to act like little boys. And no, in the name of Jesus, we come against those spirits in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just honor you for all things, God. Thanking and praising you that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So, God, we come today pulling down strongholds in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Everything that the enemy meant for evil, God, we thank you that you're turning around for good. Hallelujah, Lord God. We just honor you for your goodness and mercy, God. Hallelujah, God. And we're yet praying for those that are grieving, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Those that are going through the after effects of COVID and other sicknesses, car wreck, car incidents, and different things that their bodies are not back where it was, God. Oh, God, we're speaking healing, God, in the name of Jesus. And even with the saints of God, we're praying, hallelujah, for the backslider, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless those that want to walk with one foot in you and one foot in the world, God. Oh, God, you told us to be hot or cold, because if we're lukewarm, how you spew us out of your mouth. So, Father God, we pray for those in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just honor you because you did not allow our foot to slip, God, slip. Hallelujah, Lord God. We honor you, God, because you are a God that don't slumber nor sleep, God. We honor you, Holy Spirit. We ask you to shake us and wake us, God, Holy Spirit. Those that are in and out, God, those that are not committed, Holy Spirit, wake and shake us in the name of Jesus to bring us back to the place that they should be in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, even those that know you, God, our children and those that have been raised up in the church in a straight away, Holy Spirit, we're asking you to put them under arrest, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that they'll come running back to you in the name of Jesus, asking, what can I do? Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, Father, help us in the name of Jesus. God, help us to be wiser in this season like never before. Hallelujah, Lord God, as we see how things are going on in the earth. Help us to take a stand in the name of Jesus. Help us to stay on the wall like Nehemiah. Help us not to come down from our prayers, God. Help us to take a stand like never before in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, oh, God, help us to be wise of the enemy's devices in the name of Jesus. Lord God, help us to know that no matter what comes, none of these things are going to move us, but we're going to stand no matter what in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father, we just thank and praise you, hallelujah, for your keeping power, God. Oh, God, we just honor you today, God, for all things. God, we thank you that we are doers of the word and not just hearers only, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just glorify you this day for all prayers, God. We thank you that your ears are in tune to our prayers. And, oh, Father God, we just give you glory and honor for all that you do for us, God. We just honor you for who you are, God. We just honor you in all things, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise and honor this day, Father, for all of your rich and mighty blessings that you have given unto us. And, Father, for all the prayers that have gone before me, Father, it was enough word to save fallen humanity. If you would listen and take it in. Father, we thank you. We love you. We give you honor and we praise your name for all of your grace and your mercy. We come lifting you up because you're the high and mighty, lofty ruler of the universe, Father. And you do all things well. That's what the word says. You do all things well. As you were creation, you were building the world, Father. You went a little place and then you said, that's good. And, Father, we thank you for the good and worthy, everything that you've done. And, Father, we ask that you help us, these on the line and these all around us and everybody that's connected to any of us on this line, Lord God, that our life would make a difference. And realizing, Father, that it's not about us, it's about you. Father, because you sent your darling son into this world to redeem mankind back to you, Father. And you gave us gifts, many gifts unto mankind. But you have to walk in your ways. You can't do what you want to do and be saved. Father, we love you. We honor you. We praise you, Father. And we just love you, Lord. And we ask you to teach us to love you even more. Father, we thank that what we see is real, and that's reality. But the reality is the word of God. And your word tells us how we should do and how we should walk before you, Lord. We ask for discernment, that you give us discernment and give us wisdom how to walk and how to do the things that you would have us to do. Strengthen our hands, Lord God, because you told us in your word that you would help us because your spirit lives within us. And we thank you, Lord, for that. You call, the word says that you, Emmanuel, God with us. And when we come as believers, Father, you give us your word that lives in us, the Holy Spirit that governs and rules our life, Lord Jesus. Help us, Father, for all of the prayers that's going up when Mother Alexander and some of the others pray for their children. I put my children in there. And as I come, I pray for all, everybody and everything that concerns everybody on this line, Lord, that we be strengthened in the Lord and in the power of his might, that we put on the whole armor that we'll be able to stand, reciting some of the things that's going on in this world today. It's a needy time. When a six-year-old boy would take a gun to school angry at his teacher and would have killed if it wasn't for the grace of God. And we do pray for her full recovery. Lord, we love you. We ask, Father, that you help us, Lord. Forgive us for all of our sins and unrighteous deeds. Because even though we are born again, baptized believers, sometimes we go off a little bit, Father, and we ask you to strengthen us, help us to come back, confess our sins, and you say you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For Pastor BJ and her family, we thank you, Lord God, that she stands on the wall declaring the word wherever she goes, Lord, and it spreads and goes. Father, we love to give you praise and thank you. We ask that you continue to hold us in the hollow of your hand. Help us, Father, to claim every blessing that you offer unto us. Because you say you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And in the Christmas story, you say peace. What did he come for? Peace on earth, goodwill to man. And Father, let us continue to grow in your grace, that we may spread your mighty, powerful word all over, wherever we go, Father. One of the sisters, the evangelist, I think it was Mother McCormick, said that she helped her, Lord, that she would love somebody that was not a desirable person, that loved them so much until they wanted, well, what in the world is going on? How can she do that? And that would cause them to come to Jesus, because the answer is through Christ. On Christ, that solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking. Thank you, Lord. We give you honor and we give you glory, and we pray for this whole world. As far as humanity, trod the soil, we pray, Father. I don't care what it is, and what race, what country, where we pray for mankind everywhere, Father. We love you, we praise you, and we do give you honor as we lift your name on high. We ask these blessings in the mighty, strong, and powerful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sue.
Praise the unto the Lord. I'll tell you, we have been truly in the depths of the presence of God through these prayers tonight. I bless God with such an anointing and such power, and a prayer goes on every time we go. It seems like we go into another depthness in the Lord, but it's just another place that God just shifted everyone in tonight too as well. Thank God again for the word last night in faith and trust, but also what God has done this night. It's a blessing. Praise God. We want to take any prayer requests. We heard some. Make sure that if you're doing something in the background, mute your phone. But in the meantime, we thank God and so forth for the prayer time for prayer requests, and even some of the prayer requests that was all prayed in some of your prayers. That way we bless the Lord and be in agreement. But anyone that have a request now, we want to go ahead and take those.
Yes, I want to ask for continual prayer for my daughter, Brittany. I talked to her today. She said she felt bad Saturday. But she felt the prayers. She said she felt all the prayers. She was able to get up and move around. So continue to pray for her.
Okay, praise God. How she say the baby doing inside?
Well, so far the baby's doing fine. It's her and her energy and motion sickness.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good, so we'll know exactly what it is. Just wanted to make sure the little person inside is doing well, too. No problems. We bless God for that. Amen. Well, Father, in Jesus' name, we do pray glory to God for Brittany. We thank God for the prayers that went forth for her, and even her testimony that she felt the power of the prayers of those that have been praying for her. Thank God for turning that thing around the other day when she was feeling so sick and even told her mother, I felt like I'm dying, but we know God is awesome. Thank God for the mother making the request and standing in the gap. So we speak to that condition, motion sickness, to cease. It don't have to continue for months and months at a time. God and everybody that goes through just caused the world go through on me. Everybody has to go through this in the body of Christ. So we speak to the motion sickness that it ceased, and that glory to God, that she continue to have strength and energy and continue to look to God, to look into Jesus, the author and the finisher of her faith, speaking and decree and declare God's word over herself as we're in agreement for. Thank God for the one that's in the womb, that glory is developing properly with no complications, problem, healthy and whole in the name of Jesus, and that God would be a blessed delivery when that time comes, and encourage her heart so that when she can be focused on God's word and be able to have the joy being her strength as well as her physical strength. And Satan, we serve notice on you right now and loose you from your assignment. We bind up transferring spirits and reoccurrences that it'll be, glory to God, stability in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Anyone else?
Excuse me. I have a couple of prayer requests.
Okay.
You have prayed for before, and I thank you for it. The little baby is doing fine. The one that we prayed for last week, she's doing, she's out of the hospital now, and she's doing well. The one
praise
that
God.
Mm-hmm. And I pray, my sister, she's usually on the line, has some dental work that needs to be done on Monday, and she's asking for prayer. Alonzo came down.
Dental work? Which sister is this one?
Andrea.
Andrea, okay.
Uh-huh. And Alonzo is coming down cold, but we prayed a cold or something. We prayed and asked the Lord to intervene in that situation. It just came on all of a sudden. And I have
you said what? Some noise in the background. So you said Alonzo had what happened?
He came down with some kind of cold.
Okay.
Like flu. I talked to him last night, and he's declaring that he's well, and but I ask you all to pray for my whole family, as I pray for yours. And Eleanor came down with he lives in the Redding, Pennsylvania, came down with COVID 2 years ago, and she's still struggling under the COVID with oxygen and depression is set in on her now, and I ask that we all pray for her. And the King family that's on the line, they're on here a lot, John and Wilhelmina King. John is in the hospital in Somerville. He was in the service, and they think it was some kind of infection that he picked up in the water at Camp Lejeune. And so we're asking, he's been there now going on 2 weeks, and they're trying to find out what kind of infection it is so they can treat him. So we're asking for prayer for that family.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
And I remember you talking about the sister that's in Pennsylvania. You say Eleanor, and you say she's still going through with depression. And what else is going on with her?
She's never gotten off of the oxygen. She's had a couple of surgeries. The COVID just grabbed hold to her, and she's being depressed now a lot. Where she gets down in it and can't get up out of it. She's a Christian and a believer, and we keep.
Oh yeah, I remember now. Yeah, praise God. The enemy's still attacking her. Praise God. The blood of Jesus. Praise God. Anyone else before we pray, and then we're going to break this down and pray. Okay, Minister Johnny May, would you take the Eleanor with Pennsylvania with the COVID and the 2 years ago to come again with the depression and the oxygen and pray for deliverance and pray for John and Wilhelmina King, the one you said John is in the hospital with that infection. You know, they've been advertising on TV a lot for that Camp Lejeune. You take those two people, we pray glory to God that Mother Alexander, will you pray for Elder Johnny May's sister, Johnny May's daughter, Brittany. She's pregnant, but she's been going through with motion sickness, and her energy level been really low. And she had a bad attack a while back, but God bless, just a week ago that she's doing better. Mother McCormick, would you pray for the dental work for Andrea and whatever that's going to go on for, I forgot, is it next week or what? And yes. I asked Ask for Mother Willette, would you pray for this? There's been an attack against that came on for Imani, whatever like this right here. Can't divulge it right now, but and there's some confusion with some of the people that friends that she was with for is on this business. I mean, on this weekend trip to Tennessee, and pray for the family. And also, Brother Black, would you pray for? Did I call your name already?
No.
Okay. Would you pray for Alicia and Archie? Alicia had to drive in the rain. They had to go to, they had some storm up there in California on the area where they were. And I heard something on the news about the cyclone. I don't think it's in a hurry, but I've been calling back before if I hadn't heard from her. I talked to her earlier today. But in this evening when I heard this news, I don't know what part of California the cyclone was. But anyway, the area that they're in, it was a lot of rainstorm, and it was supposed to be so bad that the people were supposed to stay off the road. And she had to drive her husband to another hour and a half away to his job, but they're having a retreat they're supposed to be having, and she's supposed to be trying to get back tomorrow. I don't think they're going to try tonight. But just pray for her and his protection, but also whatever that is going on with the storm and cyclone, to pray it does. God bless. But also that it don't come, whatever the storm is, their way for any destruction in their area, and then her getting back home safely. So if we go ahead and take those prayers, if everybody remember what they had, because I'm not writing it down. I'm just giving it to you as I see it. So whoever starts now can just go ahead on the spray, and then till we finish.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hello? Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you, Lord, to touch Brittany, Lord. Most of all, Lord, touch her mind, Lord God. And Lord God, you see it all and you know it all. But one thing I know, Heavenly Father, that you is a deliverer and you is a healer. And we put our in your hands, Heavenly Father, that you will stand strong, Lord God, because this is up to come. Number one, pregnancy is something natural. But I'm asking you, Lord God, to strengthen this young girl, that she'll know, Lord God, that this too shall pass. And
yes.
Help her, Lord God, to be strong, Lord God, knowing that she's going through this now. But when this starts, she will be joyful and happy. Help her, Lord God, to see that no matter what it looks like or what she feels, stand strong. And call it your name, because no matter what the enemy might come to attack our mind with, she know who she are in Christ. So Father, help her to be strong, knowing that you have her in your arms. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we come praying for Eleanor. God, we come against those symptoms that COVID has tried to dump on her. Father God, we thank and praise you that her body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we demand her body to release the right chemicals at the right time, and that her body will line up with your word, Lord God. Oh God, we just thank and praise you for Jesus bore her sickness in the name of Jesus. And oh God, we command every organ and tissue in Eleanor's body to function in the way that God created it to function and not to malfunction in the name of Jesus, that she will be coming off of oxygen, Lord God, that she'll breathe your air, your good fresh air. And Father, I didn't get the names, but the one that's going through in the body from the effects of the waters at Camp Lejeune, Lord God, oh God, we speak that same prayer
John.
Over him. That every organ and tissue in his body will function in perfection with God's created way that it's supposed to function in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we pray that his heart beats with full rhythm in the name of Jesus. And we speak Psalms 107. Verse 20 over it, that God sent his word and healed him, because Jesus bore the sickness in his body. And, oh, Father God, we thank and praise you that they will give you glory, honor, and praise for their healing in the name of Jesus, because sickness and disease has no power over their bodies, over none of our bodies. So we speak in healing in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for caring about every situation, every circumstance. We love you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for sitting at the right hand of the Father and making intercession and even, praise God, agreeing with the prayer that we pray in Christ Jesus' name. So we lift up Pastor Sim's sister, Andrea, in the name of Jesus, who is scheduled, Father, from what I understand, to have a dental procedure on Monday. And we thank you that your presence will be in that hot room where she has the dental procedure. We pray for no complications. We pray that the doctors are focused, Lord God. They don't do anything that they don't need to do. We pray, Lord God, that you give her a good, speedy healing as well in Christ Jesus' name. So we thank you, Father God, that we can bring our request to you with thanksgiving, with expectation that you've heard the prayer and that, dear God, you're going to act accordingly. In other words, you're going to answer that prayer and you're going to take care of the situation for Miss Andrea in Jesus' name. And we lift up her brother Alonso also, Lord God. You know whether that's a cold or some other type of viral infection. We pray that the sword of the Spirit with your anointing of healing will, Lord God, begin to be released in every cell in his body and attack that viral situation in his body and destroy it, annihilate it, and consume it. And we speak, praise God, Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2, 24, Psalms, like I just heard, 107, verse 20, praise God, and let your power of healing be released because Jesus has already dealt with the sickness in Jesus' name. And you did say, Heavenly Father, no weapon formed against us shall prosper in Christ Jesus' name. And we also lift up Imani, Lord God. You know the situation, Lord God. We don't know what's causing the attack, but we bind up every demon of affliction in Christ Jesus' name. Whatever the situation is, we plead the blood of Jesus over her life and over the friend's life and the family in Christ Jesus' name. And we say no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we pray, Lord God, that you will cover this entire family in Christ Jesus' name. Bless the money and her friends, Lord God, and work this situation out for her good in the name of Jesus. But we plead the blood of Jesus, and we bind up every attempt of darkness that's coming against her or her friends or her family friends in Jesus' name. Lord God, we pray for victory, Lord God. We thank you that Jesus, according to 1 Corinthians 15:57, Jesus has already gotten us victory. Help a money to trust to stand on the word of God and say, God, I rebuke that demon that's trying to come against me in Christ Jesus and my friends. I plead the blood of Jesus, and God, I thank you for victory. You see the situation, and I pray in Christ Jesus that the devil be recompensed for the trouble he's causing these young people. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith. I thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Cyclone, in the name of Jesus, we speak to you. We rebuke you, we bind you up and cast you back from whence you came in the name of Jesus, back into the bottom of the sea. You will not hurt, harm, or endanger any of God's people. And we lift up Alicia and his, her husband at the appointed time. By God's command, they're going to arrive at their destinations in time. You will not hinder them. We speak it now in the name of Jesus. We stand on the promises of God. Hallelujah, God, and we thank you. We command you to stop. You will not hurt their property. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is against you and applied to their life, their vehicles, their homes, even their jobs. They're God's people. In Jesus' name we thank you, God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Hubble. Sister Hubble,
yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't get who you say for me to pray for.
Yeah, I think Mother Willette took it at that time.
Yeah.
And but it was covered,
okay.
But I want you to pray for Pastor Bird, because before we got ready to get on the phone, it wasn't urgent care, but this other and I guess it's most, she had to go somewhere at the time before we had, she was at that office. So I asked, was everything okay? But whatever the reason was, so we're just praying that she'd be okay. So just pray for Pastor Bird that all be well for wherever she is. I don't know whether it's for her personally or a family member. It's something like urgent care and whatever like this. So just pray for her.
Okay. Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, Lord God, again, asking you to look on Prophet Bird, Lord God. We know that you see and you knows where she at, Lord God. And God, is there anything that's wrong in any way, Lord God? God, we pray that you will intervene and you will work out the situation right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to keep her, Lord God, as she travel, wherever she go or wherever she might be at right now. And God, we ask you to keep her not to be disturbed about anything, Lord God. Just keep your loving arms around her and protect her, Lord God. And God, if there's anybody that's in our family, God, we pray that you'll be with them too, Lord God. And we give it all to you on tonight, God. We cast those cares on you because we know that you care for her. And we know that she is an anointed woman of God. So we pray that you will continue to be with her and take her through, Lord God. And we bind up every kind of spirit, anything that's trying to hinder her in any way, that's trying to discourage her in any way. We bind it and we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now, that he has no authority over whatever situation might be going on tonight, God. We put it in your hands and we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Father, we pray for Sister Teresa. God bless and encourage her heart. God, we know that kidney is soon to come. We pray against any discouragement or anything to try to come up against her when she goes to her dialysis, and sometimes where the enemy is trying to come against her when the blood, you know, pressure be low. But God, I pray you continue to strengthen and encourage her. Help her to look with anticipation and expectancy of what God is doing and getting ready to do and all the great things he has already done and the promises of the Lord that added rich and making no sorrow. We pray that blood pressure be regulated as well as First Lady Paige, that God, you will bless them as their anticipation, believing God for the divine touch of that healing for that kidney. We pray, glory for also her sister, Catherine, for her business. God, let her not be discouraged. Pray for her and her husband. Pray that everything line up and come in place. In the name of Jesus, no more delays. But God, let her know that whatever, once you pray and seek the Lord and wait on him, he has everything on time. He know how to put things over to God and turn it around for even to make it be back ahead of schedule. So no matter what the delay is, help her to be encouraged and stand fast and not be discouraged and also continue to keep her body healed. Thank you, Lord, for their mother too as well. We thank you for all these prayer warriors. Thank you for the power of the word tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for the blessing. Thank you for my brother Black God. Thank you for hearing his voice. Thank you for blessing him and strengthening him and encouraging his heart. Thank you, Lord God, for everyone. Thank God for the speaker of the hour last night, that even elder, and even coming on to join with us to prayer tonight. Thank you for Apostle Burton. God, continue to bless those knees and bless that shoulder and hands. But thank you for the fire, the anointing, for the pressing, the pursuing. In the name of Jesus, we pray for all the people of God, especially the leaders of the gospel everywhere all around the globe that are standing and walking upright before the Lord, and those that have gotten compromising and started glory to God that kind of got caught up in the lust of this world and the cares. God, convict them. Don't let them rest and sleep till they recognize I need to return back, and they remember what post they're supposed to be on. Find their way back to their post and hold that post in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, for what all has been done. Bind up the attacks of the enemy that try to come up against our family. As we coming into this new year, he's already started, but God help us to be anchored down like never before. Hold on to our joy, our peace. Keep speaking and decreeing what your words say. Keep walking in faith. Keep standing. Help us not to fall prey to the same old tactics that the enemy did last year. It's not
God, resolution is determination. Glory to God that we're going to allow you to transform us and hold on to faith, hold on to glory as your promise, hold on to our joy and peace. Keep speaking in the creed. Keep lifting each other up. Keep esteeming others more highly than ourselves. Keep believing God, glory to God, for mighty works of the enemy, works of God to be manifested through us and through our hands to do the greater works. Lord, help us not yet nonchalant and non-caring. Help us to keep our eyes off, glory to God, looking at what the world is saying and what the world is doing, but what is God's report saying? In the name of Jesus, God, we love you. Help us to keep praying and praying with faith, praying in obedience, praying with a determination to stand. Even though challenges are going to come, you told us to be of good courage. Be of good cheer. You've overcome the world. Oh, God, we got to be like it was said, glory to God, in the word, that no cattle in the stall, they'll go with it, God, no grapes in the wine, but yet I will praise you. Yet I'm still going to stand. Hebrew boys, like, glory to God, no matter what, glory to God, the enemy was trying to do through, glory to God, Nebuchadnezzar, we are still not going to change our mind. Oh, you can throw us in the fire, but we still, glory to God, if our God don't deliver, we know he's able, but we will not bow down. Help us to get that tenacity, determination, and progress and pursue and be determined like never before. God will yet praise you. And even in the valley, God, you know how to bring us up because you say you'll never leave us nor forsake us, but help us to build ourselves up so when we're in the valley, or if we have to say have mercy on Jesus, we can be able, glory to God, to be that overcoming, triumphant, victorious in every way. God, help us to not forget about praying one for another and standing on the word of God. So we thank you for these blessings, and thank you for those prayers answered. Thank you for binding up the hand of the enemy, giving us that power and authority to do so, and loosing the hand of the enemy from its assignment. Cover us all under the blood. Bind up every tool and device and scheme and plot, plan he already got in motion, that it be eradicated, dismantled, uprooted, and cursed in the name of Jesus, and loosened from its assignment. Cast out every the tool and device and every spirit of rebellion or anything else he got trying to come up to keep us from doing what he said. The spirit of discouragement as well. We speak life, health, and wholeness, peace and joy, encouragement in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for debt cancellation, spiritual blessings, as financial blessings. Cover us all under the blood and angels being camped. Even in these elements, God, bless us, glory to God. All that did not come now dwelling, but pray for those that are going through it right now in the name of Jesus. We love you today, and we adore you and magnify you. Thank you again for the power of prayer with the word, glory to God, and the anointing that destroying yokes. Oh, I love you, Lord. I bless you, and I honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Minister Black, tonight, glory to God, about 45 minutes ago, I did hear the Spirit of the Lord. Glory to God, putting in my spirit to have you, if you're available on the fourth Sunday. The message that I heard was, I believe your report, you know, saying it to the Lord, I believe your report. Help me to obey your command without reservation. And if I need to say it again to you or call you back and remind you, that's the word for fourth Sunday, if you're available.
Who is this for?
Your name is Minister Black. Robert. It says, I believe your report. Help me to obey your command without reservation.
Wow.
We want to get immediately on whatever he says. That's what that we need to be in that place, conditioning ourselves. When he speak, move then. No hesitation or reservation. Praise the Lord. So we can believe his report. It's like we have hearing of his word, but obeying, making all the difference, but that immediate reaction. So bless the Lord. I pray God for you. Pray you're available. If not, you can call me and tell me.
I am.
Okay, then we look forward to hearing from you on the fourth Sunday.
Wow.
Praise the Lord. Anyone else, glory to God, to have anything that needs to be said before we leave? Praise God. I will be back in contact with me being a little slow on some things concerning the, thank God for Mother Willette and Pastor Bird and Mother McCormick in a threefold of the things that I really do need to take care of business part of. But I will be back in touch with you for those, glory to God, to know that what God has told us about our obligation to keep things moving. I am very, very slow about saying anything about those things, but so we won't have it all out in the airways. If you cannot know what I'm talking about, you can call me back. But we would probably want to try to see if we can keep that moving and make it balanced all the way around. And we have some faithful ones that do this all the time, but I had not been saying anything to some others. But in the meantime, be blessed. Help me with that. I just like things moving smoothly, but business got to be business, like I was told.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
I just wanted to say that I had three services yesterday at my home.
Really?
Yes.
Well, praise God.
I mean, it was a blessing. Somebody got ordained as a minister. But at the same time, you're not slow anymore. In Jesus' name.
Well, bless God. Bless God. And thank God you was alert with all of that you did and still was on alert and on time tonight for service and didn't get the times crossed up. That's a blessing when you didn't get overtired. That's a blessing.
Praise God.
Praise God. Well, I love you. God bless you and everyone. Have a wonderful night. Angels being camped, thank you. Glory to God for Elder for the word last night. Thank you for coming on tonight, and thank God for the prayer life that you have as well. And we're prayerfully the Lord bless. I got an appointment at the dental tomorrow, but at that time, but I'll see if I still can be able to come on and join you in an apostle tomorrow. The Lord say the same. But in the meantime, help us to continue to pray one for another. I enjoyed you all thoroughly. You're this blessing for this line and for what God is doing in this ministry. It's been a great blessing to me as well. Amen.
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 Continue
to keep Pori in prayer. Thank God for she didn't get hurt with that old snake. She said
oh,
she
Lord, that's
her.
Right. I forgot about that. Oh, in the name of Jesus.
She flushed it in the commode.
She took the snake and put it in the commode.
Yeah.
What
happened?
Nevertheless, what happened? She wanted to hear what happened.
She was getting ready to go to school. She had come downstairs, and it was crawling, and it fell and crawled kind of side
at her
feet.
House.
At her house. And she saw it, and she said she just killed it, and she picked it up and throwed it and flushed it down the commode. I said, why didn't you leave it?
A little baby snake.
Yeah,
what?
Until your daddy got there so she could see it, so he could see it. She didn't know.
Poor so funny.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Thank God she didn't get hurt. Praise God.
We would just want to see what kind it were, you know. We don't know
find out where the parents are. Hello.
Yeah.
That's what I told Mother, too, that they need to get that checked out and so forth and find out whether if you got a baby, what you're looking for, where is that mama at?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's why I said they need to call the pest control, and let them search in the house and find out, because you already said, what is it, not last year or one other year near the garage area or where he called his man cave or garage area where he found one down there one time.
Yeah. They said where the door be open sometime when they be bringing the grocery in and stuff. And it must be somewhere because her husband, he's supposed to be checking things out. Well, they already checking things out with the house and stuff.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, praise God.
Just keep her in prayer and stuff, you know.
Amen.
Well, Father, in Jesus' name, we're not just going to leave it out there. She done spoken. We pray and bind up any attack against her, any evil work. We know the enemy already been trying to come against her body in time past, and he can't get no victory there, and he's not going to bring no harm with no insect or no other animal or nothing else or no health problem or no spiritual things or whatever. We plead the blood of Jesus, bind him up and loose him from his assignment, curse and cancel that assignment. Thank God for the power of the Lord, the boldness in there to be able to hear the direction of her grandmother, if she ever see anything like that, to kill it. But thank God, glory to God, wasn't no fear there. So, God, we thank you that she has the victory over the attacks of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the blood covering as we pray one for another and shield every one of us, glory, under the blood. We bind up, glory to God, animals, attacks, incidents, glory to God, with insects or any other kind of thing, or glory, any other kind of accident, any other kind of situation the enemy brings, even trying to come in our dreams of torment or whatever else, any lies or manipulation they try to come up, any betrayal. We curse and cancel any destruction and agitation and aggravation to depart or to bring any separation even in our families, in our church family, even with us and our minds. We rebuke, bind, and loose him from his assignment, send him back to the dry place in which he came, and loose God's joy, peace, and protection, and shield, and blood covering, and angels being in camp, and God, to keep looking to the hills with coming, our help realizing that come from you, because you are our protector, and no weapon, or they might be formed, but they're not going to prosper, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, and even go over
thank
to God,
you.
Hallelujah, your loving kindness, your grace and mercy, we thank you every day. Amen. Put a blood covered over all the family. Amen. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank y'all for the prayer.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
She has a lot of angels.
God for you all. I thank God for you and pray continue.
Say what,
buddy?
Oh, I just want to say that she has a lot of angels encamped around about her.
Thank God. Thank God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We bless God
Amen.
For it. Amen. Amen. And we're going to continue to keep fasting in prayer so we'll find out what's going on with her once I get off the phone, too, to find out how things are going and what was that all about. Keep Carmelita, go over God, lifted up and before the Lord. And like I said, glory to God, we just thanking God for the family and praying God's blessing, because no matter what dear things are going on with us, we're going into the new year believing God for great things, and he's promised some things. So we're going in like the prophet had said, and we've been praying it, but then thank God for the word. It's in expectation, anticipation. So even in our expectation, don't mean the adversary going to rear his little ugly head, but whose report do we believe? Whose trust are we going to have in? How are we going to stand? Are we going to get glory to God anchored in? Are we going to find result right back to the same old way we did last year? We can't look for a change, glory to God, for new things to happen if we're doing the same thing. We got to even go into him like never before, that we're going to stand on your word regardless. And when we need that reinforcement, we're going to call one another and stand and put him to flight and hold on to what God's
Amen.
Word said. Amen.
Thank you.
So bless the
Amen.
Lord. We speak in life and health and wholeness to all of us, that we will be able to stand and carry out the assignment God has given us and not be tormented while we're doing it. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Praise God. We're looking forward to hearing what the Spirit of the Lord has to say in a couple of weeks on that. But every day we're standing on his word, and we'll continue to keep each other in prayer. And in between times, if we got to call and check on each other, we'll do so. And, you know, time will get away from us sometime, but help us to continue to keep each other lifted up before the Lord. Praise God. Amen and amen.
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 All right. What a mighty God we serve. Jesus loves you. I love you. And have a blessed and wonderful night. And in the meantime, shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Love you.
Shalom.